Asking you to please get your Bibles. Please get your Bibles and let us turn to the Word of God. God is good to us, saints. Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Psalm 68, and I'm reading in verse 19. Psalm 68, verse 19. And it reads, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. We thank God for the reading of that 19th verse. And God has given place in my heart to speak this morning from our theme, counting our blessings. Counting our blessings. As you look at this passage, you see where it says that God, day by day, provides benefits for us. The mere fact that we are sitting here today, we are blessed. God woke us up this morning. We might not have felt the best, but we felt well enough to come to church to say, Lord, I thank you. So God gave us a mind to come and serve him. God touches our bodies from time to time when we have ailments and we can't explain what they are. But I thank God that we serve a Father who has all power in his hands, is there's nothing too hard for him. And we can call on him and say, Lord, touch my body. Lord, I believe you. And as we praise him and the day goes on, that pain, wherever it was gone. That's a blessing for God. And you know, from time to time, you know, we say count your blessings. Many times we think about material goods, you know, and it's a blessing that we have food to eat. You know, we didn't have to stand out on the corner and hold a sign. You know, we have food. It's a blessing that we have a shelter over our head. You know, we didn't sleep under the bridge or in the park. You know, God has provided a place for us. And those who most of us have transportation, you know, that's a blessing from God. And you know, even if you don't have a vehicle, God has provided mankind to make a way for us to go from point A to point B. That's a blessing, because years ago they had to walk. Now you can get on the corner and wait on the bus, call for a driver and come and pick you up. So, you know, that's blessing. And you know, it's a blessing to have been honored by God to birth children, mothers. And I know that it comes with headaches. But there's one thing that you can rest on. If you ask God to help you to raise those children in spite of, God will do it. So it's a blessing, because there are some women who want to have children and they can't. You know, and if God has blessed you, then you ought to give God the praise. So, there are many blessings that God provides for us day by day. We have clothing. You know, you can go and then select. As you drive over the street, you see some people, they have to wear the same clothes every day. Amen. And you have a place to wash your clothes. They don't. So God, when we just start thinking about the goodness of God, it just goes on and on and on. You know, we sing the song down through the years. God has been good to me. And even though you might not be a child of God, God is yet good to you. Amen. God helps you in your time of need. God protects you from dangers, seen and unseen as well. So there, even when you are sinners, we can reflect and think about, you know, when I was a sinner, I did such and such, but God helped me. God brought me out. And, you know, a lot of time people make promises to God, say, God, if you get me out of this fix, I'm not going to do that anymore. And they forget about it. They forget about that promise that they made to the Lord. But I want us to know that we need to, as people of God, we need to count our blessings, because every day is a day of thanksgiving. So those material things that oftentimes we don't have to remind you to tell God, I thank you for this and I thank you for that. But what we want to do, I want us to, God has placed in my heart to go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And we want to look at some things that we need as people of God. We need to do. And it's important that we do this, because I think in many instances, a lot of times we forget. I believe the most important blessing that God has given us. And as we thank God for our material goods, we want to look at David. David, in the book of Psalm 103, David kind of brought something to our minds that we need to, as people of God, put this on our list of counting our blessings. And as we look at Psalm 103, the first verse says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. In this passage, David is saying that bless the Lord, and that means to praise. Praise the Lord. Saints, we need to praise God. You know, we're quick to be happy when he's blessed us with something, but he blesses us every day. If you think about it, we are blessed every day. And God said we are to. David is reminding us, as he said, he's going to bless the Lord. Then he says, oh, my soul. And that means that everything within him, his total being, he is going to bless the Lord. Amen. And when we think about what God has done for us, it makes us humble. It causes us to be grateful, because God looked on us and he didn't have to. And when we start praising him, we don't hold back. We just open up our hearts, our whole soul, mind, and body, and say, Lord, I thank you. We're not worried about anybody else. I'm talking about what God has done for me and what God has done for you as an individual. And each one of us in here, whether you're saved or not, you owe God the praise. You owe God a thank you. You owe God, say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. And this is what David's saying, all that's within him, he blessed the Lord. And he said, bless his holy name. See, God is a holy God. He's holy. He's always holy. God can't be anything else but holy. And we need to honor him for who he is. Reverence God, because he is a God who is holy. So bless his holy name. Amen. Then it went on as we look at verse 2. We want to see what else David said, that we as people of God and what he did. And I think that I'm saying we as people, because I think what he's telling us is good for us. In verse 2, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Again, praise the Lord, O my soul. Then it says, and forget not all his benefits. Well, forgetting means we don't want to lose memory. We don't want to lose memory of all the benefits. all the things that God has done for us. So when we say forget not, we want to keep it in the forefront of our mind. That's why we need to read Scripture and memorize Scripture so we won't forget it. And if we don't read and stay in it, it'll slip our minds. But God, as David is telling us in here, this, that we are not to forget all his benefits. And what benefits is that? All the good things that God does to provide for our well-being in this world. All that he does. And God does many, many things. It would be interesting sometime if you would take time and sit down and just kind of jot down all the things you're thanking God for. You'll be surprised what all God has done for us. So God's benefits, they're the good things. He's a good God. He provides for his children. Oh, yes. He supplies all our needs. Man, David Savers was once young, now he's old, and he hasn't seen the righteous forsaken, begging bread. Never, never have I seen. And if we're children of God, we don't beg for bread. God provides for us. He gives us our bread daily. And for that, we ought to say, Lord, I thank you. There's just so many things and so many reasons we need to thank God, because God is so good for us and good to us. If you get in the regular habit of giving God thanks, then we won't forget it. We won't forget his blessing. If that is a daily part of our Christian walk with God, to give God thanks. You ought to, you know, during the day, you ought to be thinking of something to say, God, I thank you for it. Amen. He's owed this before all that he's done for us. And we need to stop being so self-centered and worried about ourselves and think about God, who loved us, who loves us, who takes care of us, who protects us. He keeps us safe as we go from point A to point B, driving the dangerous highways, because you don't have to be at fault to be in an accident. Amen. But God protects us from the drunken driver. He protects us from the person who's texting when they should be paying attention to the road. God is good to us, and we need to be thinking about, say, what am I going to thank God for today? What am I going to praise God for today? Because God is mighty good. He's good to me. So when you do this on a regular basis, it becomes a part of you. That's who we become, a grateful people, a people who offer thanks to God, a people who lift up holy hands to God. Oh, he's so worthy. He's so worthy. So let's look a little further at what else David was saying, that benefits that we need to remember. In verse 3, he says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. We should never forget that God, if you're saved, he's forgiven you of all the sins that you've done. Amen. I'm not going to say like some folks say, past, present, and future. We're not working with the future. No, because see, some folks, they say that because they're going to sin, and they say it's covered. No, when God saves you, you don't desire to sin anymore. When God saves you, God changes you. When God saves you, he gives you a new mind. And that mind is to do what God says, to please God, to walk uprightly before man. When God saves you, he does not give us the mind of a hypocrite. We want to please God in everything that we say and do. So he forgives all our sins. All our sins. Let's go to our Colossians. Y'all bear with me, because I want us to know what's in the word. In Colossians, if you would, chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. God forgives all our sins. I'm reading verses 13 and 14.
Read 12.
Say, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And then here, look what verse 13 says. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us in the kingdom of his dear Son. See, when you're in the power of darkness, you're under the authority of the devil. You wrapped, tied, and tangled in sin. Amen. So God delivers us from the power of darkness. And don't you doubt for one moment, the devil has some power. He's in the hearts and mind of evil folks. The evil that we see in the land, all the terrible things that's happening, they are driven of the devil. Amen. So he has power. And those of us who are saved, we realize that one day when he told us to jump, we jumped too. Amen. But thank God for Jesus. He delivered us. Jesus has power to loose the bond that we were in. He has power to open our eyes. He has power to set the captives free. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And look at verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood. In other words, Jesus had to die. That's what was redemption price. That was the price he had to pay to bring us out of sin and shame and darkness through his blood. Jesus died on Calvary. And we should never forget that, saints. Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So, in order to be forgiven of sin, Jesus had to give his life. The Bible says, by the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Sins can't be forgiven unless you die for them. The wages of sin is death. And that's what we were under, a death sentence. But thank God Jesus made a way for us. Thank God that Jesus died in our stead. Oh, and for the debt today, we need to thank God. See, we need to thank God, God, that you've forgiven me from all my sins. And each one of us know the sins that we've done. But let me tell you about sin. You don't have to commit a whole lot of sins in order to be a sinner. You are born a sinner. Each one of us come into this world a sinner. And we sin and live a life in sin until we've been made free by Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can free us from our sin. He's the only one that can forgive us of our sin. All right, let's continue to see what David was saying in that 103rd Psalm. In that verse 3, verse 2, I'm sorry, I didn't finish verse 2. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not of those benefits. In verse 3, yes. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, he forgives us, who healeth all thy diseases. I thank God for that. Amen. Now, what? Well, let's go to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah chapter 53. Like, for you see what's in the word, so we'll know it's plain. Isaiah 53, as we look at, he heals our diseases. And I'm reading it, verse 5. Isaiah 53, verse 5. It reads, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our sins, our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Amen. With his stripes, we are healed. Now, we need to keep this in mind. And don't you, I'm going to slow down. Don't get it confused. God heals our bodies. I believe in healing of the body. But in this passage, God heals us of our sin sickness. That's the most important thing. You can die with the disease, but if you're saved, you're going to heaven. But if your sin disease has not been healed, you are not going to heaven. So Jesus the punishment that he took, the stripes, the whipping, and the spitting on, the crown of thorns, the lying on him, he didn't endure all that to heal our bodies. He did that to heal our souls, our sin-sick souls. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I said, thank you, Lord, because by Jesus healing us, that means we have been made whole, and that means that now we have a heavenly home. That means if our disease has been hidden, our sin disease has been hidden, when Jesus comes back, we won't have to stand and give an account of sin because Jesus paid the debt. He saved us from our sin. He heals our diseases. And the medicine the doctor write won't heal that disease. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. All right, let's go a little further. So we need to be counting our blessings so far that he forgives our sins, and then next that he heals our sin-sick disease, and he redeems us from death. Amen. He redeems us from death. Thank God for that. It says, verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. We were born on our way to the lake. Sinners will not go to heaven. Amen. You know? So we had the death sentence. Born alive physically, but spiritually dead. But I thank God for Jesus. We couldn't fix it, but Jesus could. And I thank God that he was willing to do what was necessary in order to redeem us from death. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. And see what the word of God says. Hebrews, the second chapter, in verse 14 says, for as much as then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he's talking about us, we came in flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Jesus was born of a woman, and he lived in this earth in flesh and blood. He came and he identified with mankind. So he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. In other words, Jesus came in a human body to identify with the human race so that he could pay the sin debt of the human race by dying, shedding his blood on Calvary so that he would be our substitute. He was our substitute on the cross. It should have been us. But Jesus stood there. He was there in our stead. And he redeems us from death. Thank God. See, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. The devil has power over mankind, unsaved mankind. If you're unsaved, the devil has authority over you. And you do things that you know you shouldn't do. You do things that's wrong because it's the devil who's giving you direction. And one thing about the devil is a deceiver. The devil is a liar. The devil will cause a man to do something that's wrong, and he think he did it on his own abilities, his own authority. No, you are influenced by the devil. Amen. And the devil controls evil men, women, boys, and girls. So when Jesus came, that he could destroy the power of the devil, that the power of death, that is the devil. And look at verse 15. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. In other words, when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, he paid our sin debt. He broke the yoke, He made a way for us to be delivered from the devil. And when Jesus saves us, we don't obey the devil anymore. When Jesus saves us, he gives us eternal life. Amen. We are not following the one who leads us to the lake. We will become children of God, and we will follow Jesus, who will lead us to our heavenly home. And when Jesus saves us, he gives us everlasting life. And the Bible lets us know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We don't fear going to the lake of fire, because as God's children, heaven is our home. No sinner is going to heaven. And no child of God is going to the lake of fire. Thank you, Lord. When Jesus saves us, our names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. We have become citizens of heaven. And we are not fearful of departing this world, because we know when we leave here, we're going to be with Jesus. So he delivered us from the devil. And what he tells us in his word, that we are to resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. Well, we were saying yes to the devil. God says we can say no. No to the devil. No to his evil ways. No to your ways of being unkind and your ways of being hateful and backbiters and liars and all those things. No to the devil. We resist the devil, and God will cause him to flee from us. Amen. We are protected by God. God is a good God, saints. So we need to count our blessing that we have been redeemed. Jesus stood in our stead. Jesus paid our sin debt. Jesus delivered us from sin, and he's given us everlasting life. And with that, heaven is our home. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Let's count those blessings, saints. Oh, that's a blessing that's so worthy. All right, let's continue. Let's continue. We're about to get to the end. All right, let's look at verse 4. So who's redeemed our life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. You know, in Titus, the third chapter, in the fourth verse, he says, but after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He crowns us with love and tender mercies. Not what we've done, it's what Jesus has done. And then he gives us everlasting life. Oh, and I thank God that in Psalm 63, verse 3, it says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Because he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. And I'm going to bless him. And I'm going to lift up my hand in his name. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. And thank God for what he's done. And as we get to Psalm, the fifth verse, it says, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He satisfies our mouths with good things. He fills our life with good things. Because when he saves us, we have been grafted into a good tree, and a good tree produces good fruit. Amen. And that's because of God's mercy to us. Amen. He has made us good because we were born evil, but I thank God he makes us good. Psalm 107, verse 9. 107, verse 9 reads, "For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hunger soul with goodness." He hunger and thirst after righteousness, he shall be filled. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? Yes. Amen. When you hunger and thirst for righteousness, God will give you his good blessings of salvation. Oh, that's the promise of God. And he'll do what he says in the latter part of that verse, "so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle." So that our youth is renewed. Now, let's not get that confused. Now, he's going to, if you're 92, he's not going to make you be like you're 22. But what God does for us in Psalm 92, verse 14, it reads, "They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing." In other words, God doesn't forget us when we get to be old. He's going to continue to fill our lives with good things. And he's going to continue to help us to be productive children of God. He's going to help us to live a life so that men might see our good work. He's going to continue to keep the word of knowledge in our mouth. So this is what we need to keep in mind. And he says he's going to renew our youth. And in verse Psalms, verse 1, verse 3, this is what he says. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." In other words, God is going to be with us when our hair turns gray. Amen. He's not going to leave us alone. Amen. He's going to keep us on fire for him. Amen. He's going to keep us being a living witness for him, because he's going to renew us. We like that tree. See, a tree that's planted by the river drought can come, but it's not going to matter, because what God has done for the tree, he gives the tree the root system, and that root system goes where the water is. So everything else might be brown and grass burned up, but that tree near a river, yeah, it's going to have some green leaves. Yeah, it's going to have some peaches and apples and oranges on it when it's time. And that's what God does for us, saints. He keeps us on fire for him. He keeps us telling of the goodness of God. And folks say, you know, we sing a song, "Been running for Jesus a long time, but I ain't got tired yet." Thank God, because he renews us. He keeps us with our mind stayed on him. And he keeps us being a living witness for him. So as we count our blessings, let's consider what David has told us in Psalm 103, that we need to keep in mind as we count the blessings, that we realize that our sins have been forgiven, realize that our sin sick our soul has been healed, realize that Jesus had to pay with his life in order to deliver us from the devil who had the power of death. Remember that God crowns us with love and kindness and tender mercy. Remember that God fills our life with good things, and he renews our youth. So let's count our blessings. Let's remember the spiritual things. Amen. As we count the material, let's not forget the spiritual things, because that's what matters most. Because one day we're going to leave all of these things here. Amen. One day we're going to have to answer to God, and we need to be ready to go back with him. And he's yet saving. Salvation is yet available. He said if you ask for the Spirit, he'll give it to you. Amen. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, ask God to give it to you. Ask God to show you, help you to understand what you need to do. And then surrender your life to the Lord. Turn from your ways and go to God. And say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me. Amen. The Bible says that we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, counting our blessings. Will everyone please stand? God bless you. We thank God that he supplies us with benefits every day. And salvation is available every day. If you're not saved, please cry out for mercy and ask God for his salvation. Here's about, dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, how you reminded us today that we need to count our spiritual blessings because it cost Jesus his life in order for us to be adopted into your family. We thank you, Lord, that you have promised us that once you saved us, no one can pluck us out of your hands. Once you save us, Lord, our salvation is eternal. Once you save us, Lord, you adopt us into your family. And we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And when you save us, Lord, our names have been registered in heaven. It's in the Lamb's book of life. And Lord, one day you're coming back for us. And we're going to meet you in the midair. And we'll go away and forever be with you. Thank you, Lord, for all your benefits, all your blessings. Lord, I ask you to keep us meek and humble. Keep us with our minds stayed on you. And we will forever praise your holy name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. God is good. God is worthy of all our praises.
wondering what Brother May is up here talking about. When I'm at work, you know, my God gave me a task, and anybody who's saved and claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we all have a task, right? You know, our task just don't stop on Sunday morning. It continues 7 days a week. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. When you're asleep, it's an unconscious death.
Yeah.
Really, you're unconscious. You don't know what's going on. Something wake up. It's an unconscious death. What I want to do today, I want to do a little reflection. Then I want to do a little thought, a memory verse. And I want to give you a tip, and I want to end it on a song. It may not necessarily be in that order, okay? And they say black ink on white paper is better than any memories.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
I'm getting to the age now. I have to ask my wife out there. I appreciate you. But it was about 33 and 36 have a special meaning for me, Pastor. I think 33 years was Jesus' public ministry.
Yeah.
At the age of 36, he was crucified. Y'all remember him? He died for our sins.
Amen. Right.
Jesus Christ died for my sins and your sins. Amen. And any sin that you're going to do in the future.
Yeah.
No. I don't mean we're not going to keep sinning because we're saved, but we're just saved. We're going on, you know? We're going on to better prop, better land, better places. And that's what Jesus Christ does for us. The 36